Donald Trump's 2016 election victory shattered the norms of conventional politics for a lot of reasons, and one of them was his sprawling business empire, the Trump Organization, with interests both at home and around the world. When he decided not to divest himself from those interests, it left those of us trying to cover his presidency without a model for how to disentangle Trump the businessman from Trump the president. Luckily, we have the Trump Inc. podcast from WNYC Studios and ProPublica looking at the intersection of business and government. And this week, Trump Inc. returns with season two. WNYC senior editor Andrea Bernstein is co-host of the Trump Inc. podcast, and she joins me now to talk about what to expect. Andrea, welcome.
So great to be here.
So exciting for season two. So tell us, in this season, you break down three categories of people who are trying to take advantage of Trump's presidency. Who are they?
Right. So what we're doing this season is broadening out from looking at just the Trump family business to also looking at people around Trump and the ways that they might be profiting from this administration. And one of the things that we know is that this incredible sort of chaos in the White House, the permeability, what it means is that all kinds of people can get the presidency here, and structures in the past that might have weeded out forms of influence peddling are just not there now. So we're seeing things like administration officials spending all kinds of government resources on travel. Just last night, we learned that the head of FEMA, remember North Carolina last week, what FEMA's supposed to be doing? The head of FEMA reimbursed the U.S. government for $151,000 of use of government vehicles, including during a family trip to Hawaii. So that's one thing we've seen throughout the Trump administration. Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, took almost $1 million of flights. There was an investigation, and they said, well, it was okay, but it was not within the norms of what previous Treasury secretaries had done. So we see a lot of sort of officials who are using government resources in a way that enhance their own lifestyles. So that's the first category.
Not supposed to happen, is it? Like, that's not,
I mean, it has always happened in government, mm-hmm. but the problem is, in this current situation, is you have the president at the top using government resources. We see it every day, talking about his golf courses, his hotels, his splendid properties on the way to his summit with Putin. He brings the entire White House press corps to his Turnberry golf course in Scotland. So that's the message from the top. That's what we see. And then the other things are people who might be using their positions, inside information to make money. And then the last category is people selling their influence to Trump for private profits. And two examples we know that happened. One was Michael Cohen, who companies like AT&T said, yeah, we paid him for access to Trump. Paul Manafort, who just pleaded guilty, was it only the week before last?
A couple weeks ago. I'm having trouble keeping track, yes.
He also had gone to a banker to get a mortgage, and we learned in court documents, suggested to the banker he could get in the job as the Secretary of the Army. That's the category that we're looking at in this episode, with a man named Elliot Broidy, who is a GOP fundraiser. He has not been convicted or charged of any crimes, but because of an email hack, we know a lot about how he operated, how he got close to Trump, and how he advocated on behalf of private clients and used that access to try to get business.
And so who is Elliot Broidy? Why should we care? How did he end up in the position that he ended up with the podcast focusing on this first episode on him?
So he was advocating against the state of Qatar. He had met a businessman who had connections to the princes in Saudi Arabia and the Emiratis. And there's a sort of geopolitical dispute between those states and the state of Qatar. So Elliot Broidy, who has worked for a long time in Republican Jewish politics and for the Israel lobby, joined with these people and launched a campaign against the state of Qatar. So what he charges is the state of Qatar hacked his emails. And around last spring, reporters began getting his emails, and they paint a picture of him walking right up to Trump at various fundraising events and discussing his business, including his potential business contracts that he was going to get in the UAE. He went right to the Oval Office. So this is a story that just flew by.
And there's also an interesting, another twist to the story, because there's a name that we've heard before. Stormy Daniels is part of this story.
Okay. So what happened, the reason that most people know anything about Elliot Brody, if they do, is that he made a $1.6 million payment to a former Playboy model whose name is Shira Bouchard so that she wouldn't talk about their relationship. He impregnated her. She ultimately had an abortion. And he hired as his attorney to set up this arrangement Michael Cohen. At the time, Michael Cohen's clients included Donald Trump, Elliot Brody, and Sean Hannity. So one of the things that we've been looking at is at this network of people around Trump. And as we've been doing this reporting in Trump Inc., we keep saying, like, oh, my God, there's somebody that we've just heard. Here's the character from last episode who's now back in this episode. What is this? And we ended up speaking to an expert on international corruption, Sarah Chase. She wrote a book about it. And she said, oh, no, that's not an accident. When systems are getting very corrupt, you start seeing members of a network who are connected to each other and helping each other to try to profit off of public resources. And that's what we're trying to document and watch out this season of Trump Inc.
And we've got about 30 seconds left. What does that tell us about this administration? I mean, is this going to get worse, or are we just going to keep uncovering more of this, you suspect?
Well, it's not like this hasn't happened in America, but it's very easy for this has to happen. And what Sarah Chase has said is that we've been sliding down a mountain in America with regards to corruption, and with the Trump administration, we've fallen off a cliff.
Andrea Bernstein is senior editor at WNYC and the co-host of the Trump Inc. podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Great to be on.